Who will end in a blot gemara of Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph? That's today's blot. We're on the bottom of the page by the two dots. The Mishnah told us we're Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph. 104A towards the bottom. The two dots. Very good. Very good. A towards the bottom. So the Mishnah said that we shouldn't even have sitting on the same table, contiguous to each other, cheese and meat, and so on, or even cheese and fowl and poultry, because it says the only thing you're allowed to have cheese next to is fish and locust. Kuv dalet amud aleph, the very bottom, 2,000. Amar Rabbi Yosef says Rabbi Yosef Shmamlos Cliff Ma Mishnah. Bosar if bechalov deraisa, that we're making a gzeir here, right? You shouldn't even have it next to each other because we're worried that you might eat it together. So it must be that eating chicken and milk is from the Torah, because if chicken and milk is rabbanon, and why did rabbanon ban chicken? Because next time you eat meat, there will be a double gzeira. Don't have it next to each other because you might eat it, and don't eat it because you might eat meat. That's called a double gzeira, and the rabbanon don't make double gzeiras. Because he's talking about the Rabbanon. If you can tell me it's only Rabbanon, achila guf exera, why shouldn't you eat chicken and milk? Because we're worried next time we eat meat. But now nigzer ha'alo otu achila, we're going to make a compound exeras and say don't even have it next to each other, because you might come to eat, they'll come and touch each other, you might come to eat it. Nah. It says the Gemara, menotemra, how do you know the loy gazing exera? You asked a question, but it's stated as a fact that we don't compound exeras. Who told you? Tosfos says that we find in some Gemaras, the Gemara has this kind of attitude. This is a gzeira, we don't compound gzeira, we don't add another one to it. And our other places, we do make gzeira. We're not worried at all. And Tosfos gives a rule. Tosfos says you cannot compare any gzeiras chachami to each other, only if the Gemara compares it. We cannot say, oh, this is gzeira, that's gzeira, and this is lenient, let's be lenient. You cannot compare any gzeira chachami at all. And in fact, the whole argument, if you like to make gzeiras after the Gemara finished already, the rabbis add more gzeiras to it? I'll say, of course you can. Look, the whole Shulchan Aruch is full of gzeiras. You know, more than the Gemara. But nevertheless, Teisa says, Ein lidmois gzeiras chom zulzu. We don't compare any gzeiras to each other. Back to the Gemara. So how do you know? You stated a fact. We're kuv dalet amud aleph in the bottom. You stated for a fact that we don't compound gzeiras. Who told you? So the Gemara says, how do you know the legazin gzeiras? You don't make a gzeiras. The Gemara says, nah, this is the basis. Chalas chutzal oretz. It's in Eretz Yisrael, the challah that you take aside from the, you know, have 43 and a fifth eggs of dough and everything else, you have to give challah, give it to the kohen. That is mehatoyda. In chutzal oretz, it's only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. It's like a zecher. In fact, the challah in Eretz Yisrael is known as truma. It has the same azara. Yisrael is not allowed to eat it. In chutzal oretz, you know, it'd be burned or whatever it is. But today. But if Azar eats, it's only the Nisad Rabban, the whole thing. So what happens? Chalas Lodetz, Necheles, you're permitted to eat it. Im Hazar, a Koyin is allowed to sit in the same table and eat Chal in Australia that he received together with a Yisro. And we are not worried that you are going to make a swap. And why not? Because the way we're understanding right now is, because if you do, the whole thing, the whole Chalas Lodetz Lodetz is a Gzera because of Chalas Yisro. And we shouldn't sit together, gzeira, you might come to share the food and everything else. It's a compounding gzeira, and we don't compound gzeiras. That's my raya. And another thing it says, if in iten is the chol koin sheyetze, in it, so we're very choosy who we give it to. Which kind of koin? But a chutzlad, we give it to any koin we want, even a koin that is not so careful with taharas. And even a koin, a tesis says, that he learns in Ashi, that even a koin who's not frum, who does not follow Torah's Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't give him challah. But in Chutz La'aretz, you can. Yeah, so that's the proof. Amalei Abayi says, absolutely no proof from here. Bishleim, I'll tell you when it would have been a proof. Iashmin, if you told me like this, that challah's Chutz La'aretz baretz, if a guy took with him challah from Australia, brought it with him to Eretz Yisrael, and we say, don't sit on the table, and we say, we don't care, sit on the table with a coin. Now here, there's a double gzeda. One gzeda is that they might swap. Another gzeira is that if you're going to allow him to eat chalas chutz la'aretz, he might next time eat chalas at Yisrael next to a guy. Okay. And you tell me there's no problem. That shows that you don't compound gzeiras. There you have a very possible scenario where you'll mix up with chalas at Yisrael, the araisa, and yet v'loy gazrin. And you tell me, when I'm worried because it's a double gzeira, we say you have chalas chutz la'aretz, you can sit with the kohen. What do you worry about? He might swap. That's gzeira number one. Number two, you might swap the chalas chutz la'aretz with chalas chutz at Yisrael. That's two gzeiras. We don't do that. It would be a good raya. Maybe have a good raya. Where are you sitting right now? You're sitting chutz la'aretz. There's nothing here from the Torah at all. There's no possibility to ever come to the Torah. That's why we're lenient. Not because of the double gzeira, because there's no possibility. But from the lekel migzer, there's nothing to make a gzeira about. Aval hoch over here, when you have a chicken and another person's eating cheese, and we're being guys that don't eat together because maybe next time you'll eat cheese and meat. And next time, you'll swap chicken, you'll eat together chicken and cheese. And then we'll worry next time it'll be meat. Now, meat and cheese is talking about Torah. So maybe our guys are, maybe a double gzeira where the second gzeira is mamash, you'll come to an issa of the Torah. We are worried. If you allow them to put on the table poultry and cheese, there's a problem. Next time they might bring meat and cheese next to each other. Next time you might what? Or he might, and then you might eat it. You might bring meat and cheese. That may be more machmir. So the Gemara rejects the proof that we're engoising Zayla, but we don't bring any proof to it. It's just a one of these postulates that, generally speaking, ain't going to Gzera unless we, and yet Tesha said something that we do, and we said you don't ask questions on Gzeras. Maskil, Lord Rav Shev, has a question. I don't understand. Let's say you ate salami. We talked about yesterday. You ate salami and drank milk. Did you do an Issa in the Torah? You made, you had a cold piece of cheese and salami, made a sandwich, cheese and salami. Would be over Issa in the Torah? No, you wouldn't. No, only if you cooked it together and then you eat it, or cooking it. You're not allowed to cook meat and milk, but Madrabban, you're not allowed to eat it together. So where's the deraisa? Maskul abshesha, soiv, tzainin, mitzainin, it's cold and cold, cold flesh and cold milk, even if you eat together, not over in Issa in the Torah, what's going on here? In other words, even if you hold that chicken and milk is mahatayda, still only the rabbanon at the end of the day. You're scared that you might swap, you might swap. You don't let it eat together because then you might share, and then you might, and so on and so forth. But who cares? The whole thing is rabbanon anyway. Yeah. So still a double gzera. We're scared that if you sit together, you might share together. And eating cold cheese and flesh, whatever it is, or chicken, is only a gzera that next time you cook it together. So it's still a double gzera. What's the difference? Amar Abayi, you know what we're worried about? We're worried that you guys will be so intimately friendly that you're not just going to eat it stomped together like this. You're going to both put it into a frying pan and put it in a lazy Susan in the middle of the table together. It's hot. And you put it on the table in the middle with a hot pot, a hot frying pan, because you guys are very friendly and you can have the meat. And so now it's not a double gzeira anymore. Because if milk and chicken would be, would be mahatayda, it's only one gzeira. We're scared that you'll do that. And that's mahatayda. Why? Because you might put it in a hot frying pan. Forget about save clay, anywho. I remember a frying pan, if it, you cook on the fire, you don't put that on the table, you make a hole in the table. Then you put that into another clay shani, you put it in the middle of the table, like your lazy Susan. That's, again, a clay shani, mahatayda doesn't cook. So mahatayda still wouldn't be basa b'chalav, it's only midrabbanan, still a double gzeira. The clay shani b'vashal, el gzeira, we're worried shem yala b'il physician. You guys might put it in the frying pan on the fire to heat it up, and then bring it to the table on whatever it is. And now you have an isa from the Torah to eat together. So the next Mishnah, continuation of this Mishnah, says the Mishnah, in fact, what we said in the previous Mishnah, as if this is the halacha, there's an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. We're on Kuv Dal Amud Beis 104b, right in the middle of the page, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ha'oif, a bird, poultry, oile im ha'givina, you're allowed to bring it with cheese ala shulchan on the table, but navaz, ve'ein anechel, I don't want you to eat, chicken and cheese, but you're allowed to, we're not going to be geizer to have them on the same table. That's Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagrees. He holds like the previous Mishnah. Loi oile v'loi nechel. You're not allowed to eat chicken and cheese, and so too, you're not allowed to even share the same table with them.
Is this Mikule
Beis Shammai? Rabbi Yaisi, Zu Mikule Beis Shammai.
Read another line.
Says Rabbi Yaisi, these are from the coolest of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai is very lenient. He says you're allowed to have meat. In Idias, in the third, in the two Prokim there, they list all the machlekes, and Beis Shammai is more lenient than Hillel. And according to Rabbi Yaisi, there's another one here.
Is this a cooler, or is it possibly just not Makabal Gzeda?
That's a cooler. The fact is, he's more lenient. That makes it a cooler. And Hillel is machmir, you're not eating the same table to get someone else who is, we're talking about a fremde who's eating whatever, something, cheese. Okay. Be'ezah Shulchan Amru, what kind of table are we talking about? We're talking about dafke, the table that you eat on, therefore, you know, you can get friendly and you're touching with your hands. It could be that you'll put it next to each other and so on. But on the countertop where you're actually preparing the food, there's no intimacy or friendliness that you're preparing the food. We're not worried if you have a fleishiks on one side and milchiks on the other side. It's only when you're eating together and your hands are touching everything and you're pushing things around that maybe, you know, you'll touch and so on. Says the Gemara, so this Mishnah here, what's going on here? Rabbi Yaisi Hayantanakama. Rabbi Yaisi here is telling us in Beis Hillel exactly what the previous Mishnah said. Halach is that you're not allowed to eat, share a table with somebody else. You eat milk, eat fleishik. So what's Rabbi Yaisi adding here?
Is this Rabbi
Yaisi? Yeah. The Chitema, if you're going to say, Achila Gufa Ikebanayu, no, there's a big difference. Maybe the previous Mishnah said, according to the Halach is you're allowed to share a table, but you're not allowed to eat. But Beis Hillel could very well be, because Beis Hillel says that. Maybe the difference between this mission and that mission, are you allowed to even eat? Are you allowed to, eat it together as well? One thing is putting on the table, and one thing is actually eating it together. Maybe the previous mission holds, you're allowed to even eat chicken and milk together. Here, Rabbi Yaisi says, you're not allowed to eat together, nor you're allowed to have it on the table together. And
rules, really, you don't need a separate milchig.
Sorry?
With these rules and reasons, you don't need a separate milchig and fleishig.
Technically, it's right. In what way? What's the chiddush in the mitzvah? What explains? The Tanakama says maybe Tanakama learned that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel are only limited in arguing if you're allowed to put it in the same table and the previous mission he passed like Beis Hillel. But you're not allowed to share in the same table, but everyone agrees you're not allowed to eat milk and chicken together. There's no argument. But all Rabbi Yaisi says, look, no, Beis Shammai holds you're allowed to even eat it together. Rabbi Yaisi, that's what Beis Shammai is adding. You know, according to Beis Shammai, not only allowed to sit and share a table together, you're allowed to eat milk and fleishik together. If it's chicken, you hold chicken, is no problem.
Rabbi Yaisi was never makabel this gzeira.
That's right. No, but talking in Beis Shammai. He's how he learned Pshat in Beis Shammai. Can't be, because Matanya didn't we learn? Rabbi Yaisi, everybody says, Shisha Dvori Mikule Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yaisi says, another six things. Apart from everything you guys said that Beis Shammai is lenient, I hold another six things that the other guys didn't agree with, that Beis Shammai is Mekul and Beis Hillel is Machmer. One of them are these, and what is it? And he spelled it out. Oif oily magvina, that Shammai holds you allowed to share a table, poultry and cheese. Ala shulchan, but ve'enu nechel. Clearly, he said that even according to Beis Shammai, eating poultry and cheese for sure is forbidden. Don't make it happen at the same table. Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel says loy nechel. So what's going on here? So what's this Mishnah repeating the previous Mishnah before? It says Stam, and now you tell me it's the name Beis Hillel. Both the same halacha. The Gemara is a very important thing. The Hakam Ashbelon is coming to teach you a very important thing. Man Tanakama Rabbi Yaisi, I want you to know I made a mistake. It was remiss of me. I forgot to tell you who's the author of the previous Mishnah, and I'm telling you now who the author is. It's Rabbi Yaisi. And why is that important? Because we have a rule. If you repeat something in the name of somebody else, maybe Geula Loilam. So if I say something in the name of you, I will bring the Geula to the world. How do you know? Shenemar. It says in the story of Megillah, next week we're going to read that Toimet Esther Lamele B'Shem Mordechai. Bixam and Sedra doing their thing, Esther told the king in the name of Mordechai. And later, Klal Yisrael was saved because Achashverosh remembered Mordechai. Very hard to understand this raya, because then it wasn't Esther who saved, it was Mordechai. We're saying that Reuven says the name of Shimon, then Reuven gets the credit. Reuven brings the gula to the world. Actually, it played out, Shimon had a very big role here as well. It wasn't like only Reuven. Mordechai was the one who ended up saying, because Achir meant Mordechai. But Esther was the one who mentioned the name, and she at least remotely was the one who made the whole thing, you know, orchestrated the whole thing, and therefore it works. I always bothered me one question. So you have Reuven saying the name of Shimon over something. Maybe Gulaylam. Rabbi Yossi had an opinion. So the Tanakam, so the author of the Mishnah, Rebbe decided, I got to tell you who the author is. So it's Rabbi Yossi. First of all, most Mishnahis you don't find who the author is. So we say Stam Mishnah Zameir. So we all know that. We don't have to tell you every time Zameir. And Liba Kula Riba Kiva. So Shimon, the one who came up with the brainstorm, the one who came up with the halacha, the one who came up with the purple, gets zero credit. The guy who was a parrot. Just repeats what Shimon said, brings Mashiach. It shouldn't be the other way around. The guy who came up with the idea, the innovation, and so on and so forth. He's the one that should bring Mashiach. And Reuven, who just repeats it in his name, okay, very nice. Maybe it was hard for saying what about Taylor.
Because he has bittul. He puts himself aside. He says, I'm going to tell you incredible vod. I heard this from.
So because he's not a liar, we give him credit. No, he's plagiarizing. What's the choice? Either I plagiarize and make it up as my own vote, and because I wasn't a Ganev, I'm bringing Mashiach.
No, he's the mile of Bittul.
It's not Bittul. He's a Ganev. He lies. If he says it's my vote, it's not.
But he's not doing that. He's not a Ganev. He's giving credit where it's due. He's saying.
But if he didn't,
I heard it from Pliny.
If he didn't say her in Pliny, then people think that you're the one who said it. You're either Oino, you're either Gneiva. So every time you don't say, you walk by a store, and I could have stolen from your store. It's Chaim Galton.
You get scarred for a lot to say as well.
But
every
minute
that
I don't bring Mashiach.
I
don't bring Mashiach.
Because Mashiach is the scar for that particular
mitzvah. For what? For not stealing. So if I walk into your store and I see the beautiful chocolates that I really want, and I don't, so Mashiach should come.
You should, because you became a mitzvah.
I should hang around your store all day. Maybe I'll give Mashiach a come. I don't know. Sorry? Didn't say that. So I'll say my way of thinking is. But that's time a reward. If you say you get it's a mitzvah, fine. Like he's saying. He's saying you bring Mashiach. What happens? So I'm saying like this. In order for Mashiach to come, there has to be Achdus amongst Eden. And who made Achdus? The first guy spoke of Dar Torah that he came up with. The second guy included in his Dvar Torah another Yid. And because he included Dvar Torah, and that's how you bring Achdus. So he's the first guy. The second guy is the first guy who made Achdus between Yidin, not the first guy. And in order to bring Mashiach, we need Achdus amongst all the Yidin. That's why the second guy is the one who does it. But if I could have gone to the store and stolen the chocolate, it was very nice, and maybe I was tempted and I held myself back. But there's no Achdus, eh? That's just the thought. That you can make money. For instance, you and your chocolate stay in what?
I don't want to stay in what. I want to get some money for them.
Okay, back to your mother. Tana Agra learned Chamua the Rab Abba, the Shved of Rab Abba. Now the next Gemara is very important. How long do you have to wait between meat and cheese, or between cheese and meat? And there are many opinions, and it depends on how you learn Pshat the Gemara. So Agra, the father of Rab Abba, said, "Oif ugvina, when it comes to chicken and cheese, ne'echolin, they can be eaten ba'afik kaiden, in a hefkadik way. There are no rules." Who Tony love who Amala? So he said it and he explained. What do you mean in hefkadik away? You mean let eat the mamish together in your mouth? We just said that at least with Rabbanon, definitely not let eat chicken and milk. And some say it's matayda. And then we proved the previous mission was matayda. That's like Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara, what I meant was not to eat together, but succession. Beloined tilas yadayim, you don't have to wash your hands. And you don't have to clean your mouth out by eating a piece of bread or something. You can eat cheese and go straight to your poultry. In fact, in the laws of Mezumin, you have that you can count in your Mezumin. Somebody, two people ate chicken, and the third guy ate milk, so you can count them in, because he can eat chicken straight away and join you in your meal. Or eat beef straight away, without waiting at all, straight, without doing anything. Not restriction. Cooking together is an Issa of the Torah. Not to come to that. Oh yeah, the Rabban, yeah. That's my Torah. Yeah. But if you eat it after it's cooked, you're over another Issa. There's three Averis. One is cooking, one is eating, and one is selling. Having Hanoah benefit. All three are Issa. But only if you cooked it. So you're not working at McDonald's and make cheeseburgers because you are either cooking it or whatever you call it. Or you're having Hanoah because you're getting paid from it.
But if you're sitting at the table eating beef and drinking a cup of cup of coffee.
Only midrabban nasa.
Yeah, okay, but it won't necessarily.
But the rabbanon asked, keep away. That's what rabbanon do. Keep your distance. Says the Gemara, you don't have to wash your hands.
He said this Agra, the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba.
Yeah.
Who Tani Law? Have you heard what Rashi says? When I get to what we were just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they would.
So why didn't he bring it in the name of his Rebbe? We're saying who Tani Law? He's the guy who taught this. Rashi says, how did he teach it? Because he got a Kabbalah from his Rebbe.
Yeah.
Which Eshke learned that he may be Gulul La'olam, right? Why didn't he say in the name of his Rebbe?
Good question.
Otherwise, why does Rashi have to point out that he got it from his Rebbe? I mean, the Gemara says Befeirush, who? I mean, that makes it sound like it's his Kiddush.
No, he's saying it. Why who Tani La, who Amala? Why didn't he just explain? Straight away, he should have just said, no, that's just a bother the question. Why did Agra, the father of Bavu, just say you don't have to wash your hands and clean your mouth between cheese and milk? Instead, he says it's Hefkapikoidun, and then he has to explain it. So the first Lashon, he quoted his Rebbe verbatim. Oh. And then he goes and explains it. But your question is a little good question. Why didn't he say who his Rebbe is? Especially a line before we said, you got to say things in the name of your Rebbe. I don't know. Unless he said his Rebbe's name, and we just forgot. Ikla once came to the Beit HaHas Ravashi. Aisulei Gvina, they brought him cheese. Ochel, he ate it. Sorry?
They don't say his name either.
Whose name?
It says the father-in-law of Rabbi Abba.
Agra. Agra is his name. In Amarayim, they have very strange names. Agra means a reward. Maybe, in fact, he got a reward because sometime he used to say his name in his lab, but we just never heard about it. So, anyway, this Rabbi Yitzchak Breda.
The fact that it's the very next lines after.
I know, yeah. Interesting, yeah. Good point. Rabbi Yitzchak considered Mashasha Ikla. Maybe Mashallah. I'll pick it up. Look, Mashallah later. Ikla Lebed Abashi came to Haz Abashi. Isolate green. They brought him cheese. Ochali ate it. Isolate bishop. They brought him meat. Ochali ate it. Veloy Moshe Yod. They didn't wash his hands between the cheese and the meat. Now we know that technically you don't have to wait between cheese and meat, but he didn't even wash his hands or anything. Amri le, but they told him, didn't Agra say Chamur Ababa? Only Eifel Gvina, if you eat cheese and poultry, necholim bafikaiden. But Eifel Gvina, if you eat cheese and chicken, ain't in, only by cheese and chicken, we don't have to wash between. But Bosa Gvina, loy amaluhu. But meat and cheese, he never said. No, you have to wash your hands. Tyson makes a big deal here. If you look at the order of events, it seems from the Gemara here that even meat first and then. And then cheese. All you have to do is wash your hands. You have to wait at all. And Rabbeinu Tam actually passes that way. He learns the Gemara literally that it means you don't have to wait at all between the meat and the cheese. You can eat straight away. It's only a question of washing your hands. Tosis tomorrow will learn that maybe you don't have to wait, but you have to start a new meal. Ben should start a new meal. And most of Shem learned the way we're going to learn tomorrow.
Is that what you call Maim and Tsoim?
No, that's yes. Maim between Tavshon and Tavshon is called Maim and Tsoim, yeah. Because you have stuck cheese between your nails or meat between. You can eat meat and cheese together.
No.
From the first day, it was also, but it's only the Rabbanon. It was always also from Hasina, but it's only the Rabbanon. So you have to wash your hands. The Rabbanon said you have to distance yourself. And yet he ate straight away. Only when was he apicated, and only cheese and poultry, but not cheese and meat, which can come to Nisa the Isa. So Gemara says, "Hani mili, when do you have to wash your hands and your mouth balayla at night? You can't see if anything's stuck to your fingers or stuck between your teeth. Avol b'yomam by day, ho chazina, you can clearly see if there's anything stuck on your hands or not." Says the Gemara, "Tanya, we learn Beishama. I mean, Beishama says maybe we should stop here. This is already 2 days Gemara. We did today, tomorrow's Gemara. Yeah."
This John Shabbos.
I have a Shmuel B'Tech spoken, I had to go.
I heard.